Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم والحمد لله حمد الشاكرين جزاك الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, we'll continue inshallah tonight the tafsir of Surah At-Takwir, and we have mentioned in the past that this is the surah which was revealed after Surah Al-Masad, which was revealed after Surah Al-Fatiha, which was revealed after Surah Al-Muzzammil, which was revealed after Surah Al-Qalam, which was revealed after Surah Al-Muddathir, which was revealed after Surah Al-Alaq. So this is one of the earlier surah that were revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mind you, this is in the environment and the time of revelation. This is still the early days of revelation. Muslims are still a few. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are still conveying the initiation of this message of Islam. The mujtama or the society of Mecca is still receiving this new revelation, being surprised at a point, being shocked at another time, being worried and disturbed at yet a third time. And Islam now just begins to address certain or one of the most serious issues in the society of Mecca and in the Jahiliyyah, which last time we spoke about. This is the custom which the people were used to, burying a child girl alive, which is a crime against a child, it's a crime against a girl, it's a crime against women, it's a crime against humanity in general, it's a crime against the laws and the regulations that Allah Azza wa Jal set for this universe, for this world. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has created Adam and as the first human, and he created the female gender out of Adam, and he had mentioned that he honored this creation. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We honored this creation of Bani Adam. So here, the society of Mecca is practicing one of the most serious, heinous crimes against Bani Adam, against a woman, against a child when she is born. And Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Surah At-Takwir, in which he mentioned the burying of a child alive. So I will repeat the ayat that we have talked about last time, and then I will continue, where it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun is being exploded and being wrapped and thrown away, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, when the stars start falling apart and collapsing down, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, when the mountains are moved aside and pushed aside, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, when the camel, they dropped their babies, and after being pregnant for 10 months, or the people leave their camels and don't worry about them, or don't even care about them being pregnant or not. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشْرَتْ, when the animals, the lions, the deers, the zebras, all are being gathered together in one location. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, when the seas and the oceans explode and become on fire. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls get mated and remated again one more time. And then amidst all of these universal events, when the child that was buried alive will be raised up and being asked, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. What crime have you committed? What sin have you done? What guilt have you gone through? Why were you killed? Who had killed you? A question that requires no answer, because it's a question just to humiliate the one and the people who have done it. Now, after that, we have gone this far. This is ayah number 9. And then the Quran continues with the next ayah, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. الصُّحُف, it's the sheets in which the deeds or the record of deeds is recorded. الصُّحُف. In the Quran, it talks about it in different ways. When the people are handed their own book of deeds. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. You will receive your book in your right hand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Some people will receive their book in their left hand. This is, Allah Azza wa Jal is handing the book of deeds for the people. This is what you have done. In this ayah, it's different. It's the same thing, it's about the book of deeds, but Allah Azza wa Jalla said, when those books are published. Nushrat means it's published. From al-nashr, we say publication, that's in English, but in Arabic, the word al-nashr, when you put something like you are washing a cloth and you want to dry it out, you put it outside, out in the open, in the sun, so it dries out. This is al-nashr. So when the book of deeds, when your records, what you have done is being exposed, it's published. And here imagine, this is the irony that the Quran is trying to push across the minds of the people, that a crime that has been committed, and quite often this crime, at some point this will be done in the dark. Someone will take his child and throw her in the dark, nobody has seen anything. But then here Allah Azza wa Jalla said, this will be public. The crime that you have committed, the thing that you were hiding from the people, the event or the action or the transaction or the behavior that you are doing, and you know it's wrong, you know it's haram, you know it's in violation of something, you know it's something that the people don't like, you are ashamed of it, you might be ashamed, so you don't want people to know it. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla will open it up. Imagine for a second, now as we speak, if each and every one of us, probably something is wrong in your brain. Something that, oh, I need to go out and have some of my dinner. I'm tired of this session. I don't want to be here. I'm being pushed by a friend of mine. There are lots of things going in our brains, in our minds. Things which are good, things which are bad. Imagine if this is being exposed. That each and every one of us looks deep inside in our souls and see what's in my own brain. What's in my own soul? What's in my own conscience? What's in my nafs? It is a terrible scenario, because each and every one of us has something that probably he doesn't like. Probably he doesn't like other people to know about. Each and every one of us, there's something in the background of our minds, in our brains, in our nafs, in our soul, that is not good, that's not decent. And we are so happy that no one sees what's inside me. We don't have this transparency. They call it transparency. We hide our money. Maybe we have some fortune that we don't want the people to know about. Maybe we have taken something illegally that nobody knew about it. I just picked up something, nobody has seen me. I got some money, some wealth in a manner that I don't even want my own closest friends or people or family to know about. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to say, this is open. It's all in the open. إِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And that's why sometimes when you want to perform a deed that you are not comfortable with, or you think this is not something good, or some people, or Allah Azza wa Jalla, or Muslims, or this ummah doesn't like for, because it's a bad deed or it's not acceptable, think that this deed will be exposed. And that is one first notion. Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving this glimpse of thought, this one indication about what is going to happen on that day. So the day of judgment, which is the day when the Ma'udah, when the child, the burnt child, will be raised up, that day, the day when the sun will collapse, the day when the moons will fall down, the day when things will go in different directions, the seas, instead of carrying water, they will carry fire. That day, after that day, everything is going to be different. Things which are hidden will be exposed. So if I have something to hide, I better not do it. I better not have something that I will be ashamed of. I better be a person who likes to have that book in my right hand and so and go to my family in يَذْهَبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. I want to go happy, showing it, look, this is my book, this is my book of deed. I am successful. I made it. I passed. I am one of the people of the Jannah. I don't want to have that when the day when the deeds are being exposed or published. I don't want to hide my face with my hand. And I don't want to run away. I don't want to be in a position to say, oh, who is going to see that? Oh, my wife is seeing what I have been doing. My kids now are exposed to the things which I was hiding from them. Or my friends who thought that I was one of the best people who is giving tafsir here and he's doing all these, or in the background when I go home, I am absolutely different person. I am the one who is doing all this explanation and teaching. When I go home, I beat my wife, or I beat my kids, or I'm terrible at home. That will be exposed. Things which you don't see now, you will see it tomorrow. I better not have anything to be ashamed of then, and therefore I better not do it here. This is the notion here. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. That is not something just to tell that event will take place. It is something for us to take note of. It is something for the people of Jahiliyyah. At the time when they were conspiring against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were doing this conspiracy in the back doors. They say behind closed doors, they are planning, they are devising plans. They are thinking how to stop this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from conveying his message. They are making some type of schemes, some types of plans in order to stop this. There are some people outside somewhere saying, oh, this session is going beyond the limit. We have to stop it. There are some people who are exposed to ideas that we don't want them to be talked about in the open, in our masajid. Let's stop that. That is hidden behind back doors. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, look, this will not remain behind doors. Allah will expose it. Allah will show us on that day those deeds, and it will be public. You know, these days they talk about public records. United States, America is good about that, especially when it comes to financial things. So, how everything is public, and especially if you have a public company with trading in the stock market, you have to expose your transactions, your conferences, your conference calls, your accounts, everything has to be open. So someday people are going to look and see what type of money you have done, what type of transactions. So you better be careful. And if you can hide, you better have a good company that can hide things out for you. Just like when Enron was doing those bad bills, bad deeds, bad sheets, and they are showing the wrong things. And later on, they were able, somebody exposed them. And when they exposed them, the company collapsed. Now this is more serious. What Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about here is more serious. It's something that Enron cannot hide through EDS or through Arthur Anderson or through any other accounting company. They can hide something in this dunya because they are hiding it from people with limited knowledge. But here, if you are hiding it from Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah has the unlimited knowledge. His knowledge of things is absolutely unlimited. There is nothing you can hide. No Arthur Anderson in the world can hide whatever you are doing. No intelligent operations. Intelligence, it's all about secrecy. They call it, this is the spy agency, the secrecy agency. They have all their archives behind closed doors, behind computers, behind security firewalls. Nobody can see what's there. There are a bunch of things, lots of things. They have all types of records about people. Oh, you have done this, you have done that, you were doing this, you were... They have all types of secret things they compile about people. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong. They will be published. Everything will be published.
No CIA records will be hidden, no FBI records will be hidden, no family issues will be hidden, nothing. All will be exposed. And that is the time when you will say, aha, subhanAllah, this person or this entity that they were giving me this nice smile, nice face, behind my back they were planning, they were doing something wrong. It will be exposed. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. That is, all of this is being mixed in the same scenario, this same stage that Allah Azza wa Jalla, this same image that He's building in front of our eyes. It's a universal image of the sign, of the sun, of the stars, of the seas, of the mountains, of the animals, of the camels, of the mawuda, of the child, of the sheets and records being exposed. SubhanAllah, it's all to Allah Azza wa Jalla. As far as Allah Azza wa Jalla is concerned, all it's His creation. For us, these are different species, different elements on the world. The sun and the star, different from the animals and the camels, different from the child, different from the mountains. But to Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's all one big universe that He has created. To Him, it's all one entity, creatures that are subjugated to His greatness. Allah Azza wa Jalla, to His azama, to His greatness. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. Now continuing as if we are still talking about the sea. And then the sky will be skinned away. Kushitat, it's like skinning something. When you skin something, you peel something of your skin, or you peel this. So the sky will be peeled off, as if it was a potato or a carrot or something that you take this, you peel it out. Now this is in compliance, in the same harmony with as-suhuf nushirat. As-suhuf nushirat, now the sheets are exposed. What was hiding it, something was peeled off, so you see those sheets. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the sky that is hiding something behind it, this big sky in front of us that has the stars, when the stars collapse and fall, then He takes the sky and He peels it off. What does peeling off the sky? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody. This is beyond our limit or imagination. The whole universe, the whole creation, it is a marvel that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, with all of these stars, with all of these galaxies, with all of these planets, moons that decorate the sky. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about it as if He is talking about something like a piece of thing that He takes it off and He peels it. Then the sun, He takes it out, He wraps it and He throws it away. To Allah Azza wa Jalla, as I said, these are elements, these are pieces that are nothing compared to His greatness and to His unlimitedness. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. The sama, the sky, the heavens will be peeled off. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ. What is beyond that? Now, what do you expect now? Out of all of this, you take the sky, you peel it off. What is there? What is it that Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to show you? There is something that He wants to expose to you after He is exposing those books of records, that your deeds which are exposed, which are published. He takes off the sky, He peels it away, he throws out the sun, He throws the stars. All of this is gone. What is there? What is to expect? Huh? Two things to expect. Al-Jahim, Al-Jahim, hellfire, and Al-Jannah, the paradise, the heavens. That is all of these issues, all of these events. Then He says, okay, there is something coming up. There is something that you are not expecting out of all of this scenario. There is something. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. And then the Jahim, which is hellfire, is burning. It's heated up. سُعِّرَتْ means heated up. From the word سَعِير. سَعِير, it's used in the Quran and other places. مَا سَعِير. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ السَّعِيرِ. السَّعِير is the hellfire, the burning fire. سُعِّرَتْ means it's heated up. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. After all of this happens, I peel off the sky, I heat up hellfire, as if the hell was cold. It was never cold. Al-Jahim, Al-Jahim is a word like Jahannam. You use the word Jahannam. You use the word Jahim. You use the word An-Nar, fire. This is one of the names of that place that Allah Azza wa Jal is using it as a punishment for those who violate the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal, violate the rules of creation of Allah. violate the rules of the existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla, violate the rules of the rububiyyah, of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Rabb. Allah has this jahim, this jahannam, this nar. When He says when the jahim is being heated up, it gives you the impression at the beginning that, oh, it could have been cold. Not cold. Jahim is a hot word. Like nar is a hot word. Jahannam is a hot word. Now, suqirat means it is being heated more and more. It's being flamed more and more. It's being getting ready more and more for those who violate the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal. And who are they in this ayah? In this ayah, talking precisely about the ones who violate the integrity of the woman, who violate this integrity of the species, of this gender that Allah Azza wa Jal created as a soul to Adam, as zawj, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. For those who take that, who have that guts to take the baby when she is born and put her under the dirt. For those, Allah Azza wa Jal is exposing this Jahannam and heating it up, al-Jahim wa Suhirat, and taking off the whole sky that hides the Jahannam behind it. Now it's exposed in front of you. As if He's telling us, see the sky on top of you with all the stars, with all these. What is behind that? I am preparing something for you. It doesn't have to be spatially, from a space perspective, that it's there, but it gives you the impression. It just tells you behind this universe that I live in and that I adore and that I love and I like, behind the sun and the stars and the moons that are decorating the sky, Allah says, I will take it all off and I will change. وَيَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ السَّمَاءُ غَيْرُ السَّمَاءُ. When He changes the heavens and replaces it with yet another one, وَالْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ, and then the earth will also be replaced and changed for something else. When all of that changes, then there's something comes up. Jahannam, al-Jahim, and al-Jannah. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. When the Jahim is heated up, when the Jahim is burning more and more. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. Now, on the other side, it's not only Jahim, there's Jannah. Al-Jannatu أُزْلِفَتْ. أُزْلِف, it means it gets closer. It's like I'm bringing it from somewhere, pushing it in front of you so you can see it. It's all about seeing. It's all about sight. All of this about visualization. Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to visualize things. Visualize the collapse of the sun, the collapse of the stars, the movement of the mountains, the burning of the seas, and that baby that is raised up from all among all of these. One little girl is exposed and stands up. And then Allah Azza wa Jal directing a question, oh baby, how were you killed? Who killed you and why? And in the meantime, bringing Jahannam and bringing Jannah. Burning Jahannam, heating it up, and bringing Jannah. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. What a marvelous scene. What a marvelous visualization. What a strong way of putting all of this together. What a strong challenge to the kuffar of Mecca, who were still debating whether Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a crazy, insane magician or indeed a prophet. They are still debating this, what type of word he says. Now he is bringing this type of surah with absolutely strong ayat, as strong as possible. Cannot even catch your breath. With all these, الشمس كورت والنجوم كدرت والجبال سيرت والعشار عطلت والوحوش حشرت والبحار سجرت. All of these coming, and then الجحيم سعرت والجنة أزلفت. Man, all of these events happening all within these 2-3 lines. Who can say that? Who can read that? Who can make up this? Who can compose it? Who has the capacity to compose a structure of a paragraph that brings together events of the universe, events of social life, events of the hereafter, all putting it together in less than 10 or 12 ayat, short ayat like this. Unbeatable, unchallengeable. Cannot even stand in front of them. And here comes the next. Al-Jannatu Uzlifat. What happens then? What is it that Allah Azza wa Jalla again wants us to get out of that? عَلِيمَ النَّفْسُ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Now, a nafs, you will know exactly what you have done. عَلِيمَ النَّفْسُ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Among all of these events, all of these are that are happening, Allah Azza wa Jal wants to make this strike. Strike against the nafs, okay? Wake up. Now you know what you have done. After all of this, there is no way in the world you still can hide behind the back doors and conspire. You cannot hide behind back doors and say, nobody knows what I am doing. You cannot hide behind your power, behind your wealth, and do whatever you want. You can no longer do that, because this is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla is exposing. And now he says, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. عَلِمَتْ means knows. Nafs is a nafs. Your nafs now knows exactly what has been done. You cannot say, I did not do that. There is another place in the Quran later on, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, oh, this time is when each and every part of your body will be a witness against you. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Your own legs will be your witness against you. And your hands will start talking, your tongues will be talking about you. Exactly, everything will be exposed. So there is nothing you can say, oh, I did not do that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will show each and every one of us our deeds. Have you done this? I have. Yes. You cannot say no. You can't say, I did not do this. عَلِمَ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. This ayah number 14, it ends up all of these events that Allah Azza wa Jalla is putting as facts. These are facts. The sun, the stars, the mountains, the seas, the animals, the camels, the mawuda, the child alive, and then the sky being peeled off, the jaheem, the jahannam, the jannah. These are facts. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about them as fact, and then we know what we have done. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. There is something coming up still, which is an oath. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. Now, the words that Allah Azza wa Jalla is putting in إِذَا is إِذَا الشَّمْسُ إِذَا النُّجُومُ. Pay attention to this. إِذَا F. This in Arabic is called the conditional statement. It is a conditional. If something happens, then something else. There is a condition. And then there is an oath. It is as if Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to make a swear. He wants to make an oath. He wants to make a vow. To make a determination. When all of these things happen, if all of these things happen, I swear. And then he says, after all of these, I'm not going to do a swear with the following. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. Then Allah says, I'm not going to make a swear with the following. الخنس. In the tafsir, they say when Allah says, لا أقسم, I don't swear with, it means I do. It is another way of saying that it's my swear, but don't take it as this is my only swear. I can swear by anything I want. لا أقسم بهذا البلد. I don't swear with this town. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. I don't make a swear with يوم القيامة. All of this means I don't have to swear with يوم القيامة. I don't have to swear with this town. I don't have to swear because Allah Azza wa Jal can swear with anything. Because all of it's His creation. It's all His creation. This is an expression in the language just to show if I wanted to swear with this event, I can. Because it's mine. And I can swear with anything. And this is repeated in the Quran in many places. This is an expression, لا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. I don't swear with the nafs that keeps blaming itself. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. I don't swear with the day of judgment. لا أقسم بهذا البلد. I don't swear with this town, the town which is the Mecca. And here, لا أقسم بالخنس. فلا أقسم بالخنس. I don't swear with the الخنس. الخنس الجوار الكنس. In the tafsir, it says Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about the planets, still talking about the universe. I don't have to make a swear with the planets that move and hide. In the Arabic, al-khunnas is the one that moves slowly and then hides in a cave, as if it when the planet comes at night and starts moving, and later on it leaves this world or leaves the sky. As if it goes into its own cave, it hides out. like in the expression talking about the deer, when the deers or the small animals at some point at night, when the night comes in, when somebody scares them, they run away and they hide in their hideout. I do not make a swear with those planets that keep moving and hiding, moving, appearing and leaving, appearing and leaving. Al-Khunnas, Al-Jawari, Al-Khunnas. Al-Jawari means the ones that run. Jawari means running all the time. Al-Khunnas, running and hiding. It's like seek and hide. Seek and hide. You seek, you run, you hide. You run, I seek you and you hide. It's Al-Khunnas, Al-Jawari, Al-Khunnas. The planets, as some of the Mufassirin, the commentators, they say this is a beautiful way of looking at the planets as if they were like deers, small deers that keep running in the forest and running, showing up and hiding, showing up and hiding, as if it's a game, as if it's a play, as if it's something that people enjoy to see. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ. What else about this universe? وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. And the night, when the night, the word as'as, if you hear this rhythm or this musical as'as, in Arabic, it's as if something is slowly touching things. So the word as'as, like as'as. When the night starts crawling in, here Allah Azza wa Jal is giving it this expression as if the night is a baby crawling in and coming and taking over with its darkness. So when the night, when it's with its own darkness, starts creeping in, starts crawling and covering this world with darkness. Or والصبح إذا تنفس. Or even when the morning starts breathing in. So all of these are events of the world that Allah Azza wa Jal is putting in front of us. All that's His creation. And He's portraying to us His creation in the most marvelous manner. It's talking about the, at one point of time, the end of the world. The world is being ending, which is a strong scene. That's when He wanted us to look at this issue of the woman being buried alive, to make sure that we know it's a catastrophe. Now, He's talking about life, not the end of the world, but the current world. And He's putting it in this manner that, oh, there are the moons or the stars or the planets are running out in the universe, and you see them, they're coming out and hiding, coming and leaving in this very beautiful manner. And then you see the night taking over, and the night is dragging away. As'as means it starts creeping. And once it starts creeping, it's moving. And if it's moving, it moves all the way to the end. That's what the word as'as gives us. So the night comes in all the way, and then as soon as it starts fading away, a subh starts coming in, the morning. And here Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't say that, oh, the morning comes up. والصبح إذا تنفس. It starts breathing as if it was dead or sleeping, and now it's breathing, so its life is coming out. So this is our life. There is a night, there is the day, there is the world around us, there is the planets, all of this. And then there is something that Allah Azza wa Jal wants to, out of this oath, to say as something, there is statement. At the beginning, there are catastrophic events. One of these events, as we said, this is the woman buried alive. Another thing, part of all of this image and this spectacular thing that's happening, there is our deeds will be exposed and published. And all of this then mean we will know everything that we have done. We cannot hide. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants to make a statement after all of these events about this deen, the new deen. And remember again, this deen is new. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is new. He is still under scrutiny of Mecca. He is still being debated. People are talking. There are all types of rumors. There are all types of talks. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants to put an end to all of these things and make a very strong statement when He says, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذَا الْعَرْشِ الْمَكِينِ. This, what you are listening, what you are hearing, what you are taking from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a statement. Qawl is a statement. It's a word. It's a word that is being carried by a Rasul Kareem, Rasul Messenger. So this is being carried and brought down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by an honorable messenger. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. This is a statement, it's a word of a Rasul who is honorable, Kareem, generous, very gentle. ذِي قُوَّةٍ. He is one with power, not weak. عِنَّ ذِي الْعَشِ. He comes from the one who owns the throne of the world. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about himself. He's a messenger, an honorable messenger who comes all the way from the one who owns the throne. عند ذي العرش. And he has power. ذي قوة, he has his own power. ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين. مكين is well established. Talking about Jibreel عليه السلام. Now, what's all of this about? The kuffar of Mecca, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the Quran and started telling them about the Quran, they started saying, ha, this man, either he is insane himself, or he is getting something from the devils, from the shaitan, from Iblis, from the jinn, those who make all types of crazy stories, and they are injecting it into the brains of Muhammad. So they were casting doubt, not only on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but on the source that Muhammad is receiving from. And in another place, even when they started talking about Malaika, so the kuffar of Mecca, they said, oh, we know all of this about Malaika. Those Malaika, these are like our girls, like our women, they are so like sissies. Anyone can catch this Malak and throw him and grab him and change the words he has. So they were making, now, of course, all of this is nonsense, but remember, this is Jahiliyyah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking. Al-Walid bin al-Mughira is giving his story. So the people now who are ignorant, they will say, oh yeah, it may make sense. Probably that's true. Some people will accept, some people will reject. Nobody knows what the truth is. So this becomes like a dilemma, becomes something that people start distorting things. Or even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is receiving Quran from above, but that thing which he is receiving is distorted. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is putting this, saying, look, this Quran that is being received to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being delivered all the way from Allah, the Al-Arsh, through a messenger. Now he called the Malak in this case, messenger, just like he's calling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger to us. Jibreel is a messenger to Muhammad. So messenger means he's carrying a message. So the one who is carrying the message from Allah Azza wa Jal all the way to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is giving him this description. He's honorable, which means he's clean, he's decent, he doesn't distort things. Qawi, the quwwa, is powerful, and well-established, makin. So that link, if you will, that between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Azza wa Jal, that link is secure. That is powerful. Nothing can go wrong there. Because sometimes you say, like in our internet, you say, you know, I have security between myself and my station, my access point. But beyond that, I don't know what happens. There are all types of bugs that take place and distortions. All of decryption, encryption take place there, and I don't control that. So beyond there, beyond that point, beyond my own local network, I don't know what's happening. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, this network is secure all the way through. From Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way to Allah Azza wa Jal, it's absolutely secure, it's absolutely powerful. The one who's carrying this message is someone, it's a messenger that Allah Azza wa Jal knows, he is kareem, he is liquwa, he is powerful, he is makin. So nothing can go wrong there. Don't even ever come to your mind that in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, some of the kuffar, they started saying, whenever Allah Azza wa Jal sends the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the path, the shaitan, Iblis, injects some of his words. Injects something, so it's from Iblis. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is giving, right from the very beginning, this is very early surah, still we have not read Surah Ash-Shu'ara yet, but Allah Azza wa Jal says, the one who carries the message is Jibreel alayhi salam. He is the Kareem, is ذي قوة, is مكين, he comes all the way from Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't even go that way. Don't even ever think, don't even ever doubt the fact that this message is absolutely secure all the way from Allah Azza wa Jal. ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين. Not only that, مطاع, مطاع is someone that he is obeyed. So he has someone who can work for him. That's مطاع, مطاع from obedience. There is something called مطيع. مطيع, that means I obey. مطاع means I am obeyed. I am obeyed, someone who obeys me. When I say someone obey me, that means there is someone who works for me, and if I order him, he will do things without hesitation. So Jibreel is not only a Rasul, is not only a Malak, but yet he has this ability or this this position that there are some other angels, some other malaika that will do things for him, whatever he wants. We don't know what it is, what is that, but Allah Azza wa Jal is putting it in this term, muta'in. He is muta', he cannot be disobeyed. If he wants things to happen, they will happen. Thamma amin. On top of that, he is honest. And this goes to the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trustworthy, honest, trustworthy. So once I give him a message, he will deliver it as is. So there is no way that anyone can have in his mind, because again, think of it, this is something new. I don't know about this issue of malaika. I don't know anything about this issue of carrying the message of the Quran comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does it come? What type of, does it go wireless? Does it go in frequency? I don't know. Nobody knows. And there are all types of things that can go in the minds of the people. How this thing is broadcasted? How is this injected? We don't know. And the speculation can be any. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal is putting this in final terms, that this message is carried all the way from Dhil Arsh, from Allah Azza wa Jal, through a messenger. His name is Jibreel in other ayat, but here he's talking, he's a messenger, he's kareem, honorable, he is ذي قوة, he's powerful, he is makin, he is well established, he is muta', he is obeyed, and on top of all of this, he is trustworthy. So those six characteristics, once you have them in any entity, then I am certain, I am sure. So if I want to deliver something, I say I am delivering this phone, sending it with someone who is absolutely powerful, so no one can take it away from him. He is very well established, so he knows his path, he knows his way. And on top of that, he is muta', so if he wants help and support from others, he will find it. If he needs support, he will find it. And he's trustworthy. If I have all of these characteristics, then I will be sure that this phone will be delivered. Because the one who is carrying it is powerful, no one can overcome him. He is trustworthy, so he's not going to steal it. He is carrying his honorable, so he doesn't think about taking it himself, because the word kareem in this case is, he is generous, so he doesn't want to keep things for himself. So he will deliver things as is. He's not going to hide things for his own selfishness. He's kareem. Kareem means not selfish. He's not someone who wants to prefer his own self over others. So these characteristics, when I say I am delivering this message or this thing or this phone or this object with the following, then I'm okay. That's why when people start talking about FedEx or UPS, they always talk about power, speed, ability, no damage, they can do it, your money back guarantees, insured. All of this is, you want to be sure that your product gets wherever you want it to be delivered on time, to the right person, without any type of, you don't want any surprises. And here Allah Azza wa Jal is giving it to us even before we ask about it. Still, we may not have asked about it, but the people may speculate. So Allah Azza wa Jal puts this end of the message from Allah Azza wa Jal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's absolutely secure. And that shows the completeness of the religion. It's all wrapped. It's all very well defined. There is no ambiguities about it. All the way from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the creator, to the messenger who is carrying the message, to the man who is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then going to the Prophet, coming now to the other part of the link, now the link from Muhammad to the people, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah says, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Now as far as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger to the people, he is not insane, because that's the other part of the story. The people of Mecca, they started casting doubts about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's insane, about the words he's giving are being injected or being infiltrated by Iblis. Iblis is infiltrating his words, and the words that are coming are not correct or secure. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, no, don't worry about that. It's being carried by Jibreel with the following characteristics. And Muhammad, as far as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. صَاحِبُكُمْ, your friend. Now this is interesting. He says your friend, your buddy. It's like sarcastic type of things. Here they are accusing Muhammad, insulting, slandering. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, this is your friend, he's your buddy. Now, it is in a sarcastic manner, as you say, your buddy, he's really your buddy, he's really your friend. Although you are accusing him, or insulting him, or slandering him, he is your sahib. Sahib means he is always with you. You know him. You know him better than anyone else. You know he is not insane. It's not a statement only that he is not insane, but it is you who know that he is insane. That's the notion of sahibukum. When he says, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, your sahib, your friend, your beloved, your buddy, your the guy who is always with you, you know him better than anyone else. He's not insane. There is nothing wrong with him. You know that as a fact. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. And he had seen this messenger about Jibreel. He's seen him in the horizon. This is a statement of fact. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, I have seen Jibreel after he received from him Surah Al-Alaq at the beginning. He said, after that, wherever I look in the horizons, I see this entity that embraced me, which eventually was introduced to him as Jibreel, the malak from Muhammad, from Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, wherever I look in the horizons, all over, I still see him. This malak is covering the entire universe. He's a huge. He's big. He's beyond what the people have seen. And Allah Azza wa Jal says he indeed had seen him. So this is a confirmation to what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. So sometimes you say, oh, this is a hadith, we don't know whether it's sahih or not. Here Allah Azza wa Jal says, whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said it correct. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. He had seen him in the horizon, which was clear. Al-Mubin means absolutely clear, without ambiguity, without cloudiness. It's not foggy. It was a clear day. It was clear, of course, Arabia. It's clear, those who went to Hajj or Umrah, they have seen that the horizons, they're absolutely clear. You could see the real horizon. You know what the horizon is. So you know all the way through, you keep watching and looking, you still see in front of you. That's called Mubin. It's absolutely obvious. It's absolutely clear. There is no ambiguity about it. Whatever he had seen it correct. And not only that, now continuing about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the description is not insane. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ghayb, because sometimes you say, oh, this man, he gets some knowledge, the knowledge from ghayb. Al-ghayb is the unseen. Here Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Qur'an, and the things that he's receiving. He's receiving something in your obscenity. As far as you are concerned, as far as the people are concerned, it's obscenity. So what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is receiving in court behind closed doors. People don't know what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is receiving. So it's ghayb to them. The revelation of the Quran is ghayb. Is unseen. It's known but unseen. Al-ghayb means unseen. Unnoticed. Unsensed. We don't see it. We don't hear it. But Muhammad is getting it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's getting it. But you are not seeing it. So it's ghayb. Then that ghaib that he gets, what does he do with it? Just like as Jibreel is Amin, trustworthy, he delivers as he gets it. So Muhammad, by the same token, with the same thing, he does not hide any of that ghaib. He does not change any of that ghaib. And the word Dhanin was written in two different versions. In one version is Dhanin with a Ba, or Dhanin with a Va. Va, the Arabic Va, with either the stick on top of it, you know the character Va, either with the stick or without it. If you remove the stick on top of the character Va, it's Ba, Dhanin. It means, Dhanin means miser, or mean Bakhil. That means hide something. I keep some. I don't give everything. Dhanin means I received some money for donations from somewhere in order to deliver to brothers in Syria. I keep something. Say, I get some for me. I don't have to deliver everything. I hide something. That's dhanin. I may have the right to do it. I think I deserve something. But that's money, that's bukhl. I should deliver everything. I should be generous, like Kareem. Kareem, Dhanin is the opposite of Kareem. Kareem is generous. Dhanin is not generous. So he's tight, he keeps something. So that's one meaning, which is Allah Azzawajal says he's not like that. He's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not insane, and whatever he gets, he does not hide. In fact, there is a Quran later on where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Ya ayyuha an-nabiy, balligh ma unzila ilayk." Whatever you have received, convey it. You can't keep anything. It doesn't matter whether it's against you or it's criticizing you like Abasa wa Tawalla. You know, the Quran, Abasa wa Tawalla, about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he felt uneasy about Ibn Umm Maktoum. We'll talk about that. Oh, don't hide this. Sometimes, why should I tell the people about exposing myself? So I will keep this. No, he doesn't do that. Whatever is being told, he will tell it. So the Quran is, and that goes here. Sometimes you say, this portion of Islam about jihad, it's a tough word. People don't like to hear that. But don't talk about it. Just skip it. I remember once I was giving this khutbah in a place. The brother comes and tells me, it was about, the issue was jihad. The issue was fights and confrontations in Palestine and other, I forgot what the event was. Then a brother comes and tells me, brother, there are many places, many things in the Quran you can talk about, like the Salah, the Psalm, the Zakah. You don't have to talk about this. But it's in the Quran. What do you mean I don't have to talk about that? There is nothing to hide. This is Quran, there is nothing to keep back. There is nothing to hold back. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't hold back anything. Whether it's controversial, like Al-Mawooda Su'ilat, whether Al-Mutaffifin, whether Al-Riba, those are controversial issues of Mecca, or it's about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He's the one and only one God, or any other issue. Nothing to hide. Whether it's going to hurt the kuffar of Mecca and they will not like it, like Ibn Mas'ud when he used to say, "Man yusfi'u al-qawma ma yakrahun." Who's going to read an ayah from the Quran that the people dislike or they hate to hear? Whether they hate it or they don't hate it, it's irrelevant. It's Quran. Let's read it out loudly. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not hold anything back. That's the nature of Islam. So that's sometimes when we are told, some brother have some hikmah. What do you mean by hikmah? Of course, we have to have hikmah because Allah Azza wa Jalla says hikmah. Hikmah means don't talk about everything. There are people are not going to like this. But it's the truth. It's Islam. If it's from the Quran, you cannot hide it. You can't say, in the United States, I will talk only about things that socialists dislike. If I'm in a socialist place, I will talk about anything that capitalist dislike, but I'm not going to talk things which, like here when we say, إِنَ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. This means that the hukum belongs only to Allah, not to the people. People don't have the hukum, Allah has the hukum. So we say, Oh, you are in a place where everybody loves democracy, about democracy. Come on, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about something else. Leave this democracy, the rule of the people or the rule of Allah Azza wa Jalla aside. You can't do that. This is Allah right from the very beginning. He's saying, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَانِينَ. He does not hold back anything from the ghayb. Anything from the ghayb means anything that's revealed to him from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Anything that I get from Allah Azza wa Jalla, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through Jibreel alayhi salam, I cannot hold it back. I have to say it all. All. Nothing can be hidden. Nothing called controversial, and therefore I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to say, let people read it if they want to. But if they don't want to read it, I'm not going to read it loud. That is not the nature of Islam. Right from the very beginning, Allah Azza wa Jalla is directing, letting us know this is how Islam was revealed. Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't hold anything, absolutely. He is absolutely trustworthy. Whatever he gets from Allah, he delivers. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he gets from Allah through Jibreel, he delivers. And I here as a Muslim, whatever I get from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he gets from Jibreel, which he gets from Allah azza wa jalla, I shall deliver. If I don't do it this way, I'm not following the Quran. And let's make no mistake about it. Whether the people would call it its wisdom or not wisdom, it's right, that's irrelevant. That's Islam. What is relevant is Islam. It's not something, or there are techniques of saying, there are ways of telling the people, oh, I want the people to read and know this. Now, if the only time they can read or look at it is at night, I will come to them at night. If it's the time. If they will say, only come to me, please, Thursday night, I will come Thursday night. But if they will say, oh, don't talk to me about this at all, I will say, no way, that's not right. I'm going to talk to you about this, and I will deliver it, and I will say it, and I will convey it. This is not my word. مَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not something who can hide the ghayb, meaning that I, as a Muslim, who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot hide the ghayb or be hesitant about it. And that is part of the methodology of Islam, part of the method. And it's at the beginning. This is not something, sometimes some people come and tell us, oh brother, you know what, people are not ready for that, let's wait. Were they ready after the sixth surah of Mecca? Were the people of Mecca, the Quraysh, Jahiliyyah, they became ready now only after Surah Al-Masad? There is nothing called the people are ready or not ready. This is Islam, I have it, I have to deliver it. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ. Going back again, this statement is not a statement of Shaytan. Shaytan has nothing to do with that. Iblis has nothing to do with that. This is pure Islam. And this has two meanings, two different ways of looking at it. Number one is that whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whatever he received from Allah, whatever he received from Allah through Jibreel, is a pure wahy from Allah Azza wa Jal. Make no mistake about that. That's one, which is fact. Second, what I am going to say, what I'm going to deliver to people, it has to be the word of Allah. Anything else that I try to make out of my own statements, other than what Allah said, is the qawl shaytan. You see the point here? First point is a statement that what Allah revealed, the Quran that revealed is from Allah totally. That's done. The second point, the second indication, is I am conveying a message to the people. I am carrying Islam. I must carry whatever I carry. It has to be based on the Quran and only the Quran. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the Sunnah is also based on the Quran, because Allah says the Sunnah is part of the Quran. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. If I, at any point of time, I am conveying a message and talking to the people about an idea, about ideology, about system, about behavior, about way of life, about a fatwa, about anything which is not based on the Quran or the Sunnah, then it is قول شيطان الرجيم. So he said, I am telling you what I am telling you is from Allah, and I am not telling you anything from the shaitan. Because the shaitan has statements. He does have. Everything else other than the Quran and the Sunnah is the shaitan. It may come from your word or his word or his mouth. It came from Adam Smith or Ricardo or Jean-Jacques Rousseau or Obama or Morsi or this or that. It may come from all types of people, but the source, if it's not from the Quran, it's shaitan. That's what this ayah is saying. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So it's either the Quran from Allah, from Jibreel, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through this chain. So there is one and only one chain, which is the valid chain. Allah, ذي العرش. Jibreel, الرسول الكريم. Muhammad, الرسول الكريم. Muhammad, الرسول الكريم. This is the chain that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Any other chain is the shaitan. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ. This is not the statement of a shaitan that is rajim. Rajim means mal'oon, means exposed, means excommunicated, means thrown away, means stoned, means kicked out by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah doesn't like it. So that is very important to understand. It's either the chain, because he's talking about the chain of revelation. You say, you have to base everything on wahy. In fact, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was told, he was saying, إِنْ أَتَّبِعْ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I follow nothing but what is being revealed to me. So there is one and only one chain I reveal, I follow, which is the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the wahy. اتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. Follow what is being revealed to you. وَأَنَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Rule them with whatever Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to you. It's clear, finished. Anything else other than this chain, there is a chain, there is a link. Allah, ذي العرش. Jibreel, الرسول الكريم. Jibreel, القوي. Jibreel, المكين. Jibreel, الأمين. Jibreel, المطاع. This is a chain. Muhammad, not the insane. Muhammad, الرسول الكريم, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muhammad, الأمين. Muhammad, الأمين. Muhammad, he is not hiding out any of the ghaib. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the chain. That is the one and only one chain. Every other chain is what? Shaytan rajim. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ فَأَيْنَ تَذَهَبُونَ. Then that comes the question, then what is it that you are going to say? What's your excuse? فَأَيْنَ تَذَهَبُونَ means, what excuse do you have? Or, literally, which way you are going, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. As if Allah Azza wa Jal said, okay, these are the two chains, two lines of order, one from Allah Azza wa Jal, one from the shaitan. Which way you want to go, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. That's exactly the word, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Which way you want to go, which chain you want to follow, which statements you want to go with. The statement of the shaitan al-rajim or the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's serious. You know, sometimes it burns the mind when you talk to people. Tell them, look, there is Islam, there is revelation, and they tell you, you know, but the people really, they want this. Okay. The people want this. Do you realize that you just took a decision on where to go? And this is right from the very beginning. Allah says, فَأَيْنَ تَذَهَبُونَ. Which way you want to go? You want to go with the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the chain of the revelation of Allah, or you want to go with the path of the shaitan? Either this or that. There are no third path. There is yet a third way. There is no third way. It's either the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, any other way is a shaitan, a tawud. فَأَيْنَ تَذَهَبُونَ. And this direct question to the people, to us, to everybody, which way you want to go? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. At the end of the day, it's only one dhikr. This is making that okay. After the question, Allah Azza wa Jal does not want to us to sound that, okay, then it's your choice, go wherever you want. He says, where do you want to go? But let me remind you, this is a dhikr for all the worlds. This is a reminder for all the worlds. This was said in Surah Al-Qalam, by the way. وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. There he said, وَمَا هُوَ. It's nothing but. Here it says, in huwa. In huwa illa dhikrun lil alamin differs from the word wama huwa. Ma huwa means this is. Ma means this Quran is a dhikr for the world. Here it says, in huwa, it means it is only. This is the only dhikr. In this one, it's more precise. That one, it says the Quran is dhikr for all the worlds. Here it says, this is the only dhikr. Like in huwa, in Arabic, it's like nafi. Then nothing but it. In huwa illa dhikr al-alamin. It's nothing but dhikr al-alamin. This Quran is absolutely the one and only dhikr for all the worlds. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَيَّ يَسْتَقِيمُ For those who want to take the choice. Here is talking about choices, but will define choices. لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ Anyone who wants to be on the straight path, this is the way to go. That's why this ayah says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where do you want to go? Which way you want to go? Allah Azza wa Jal or the shaitan? And let me tell you, this is the only dhikr for all the worlds. This is the only dhikr, this is the only revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal, which is for all the worlds. Anyone who wants to be on the straight path, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ For anyone who wants to be on the straight path, to be on a path, straight path is a path that leads to the destination. That leads to the destination that Allah Azza wa Jal talked about in the earlier part of the surah. The earlier part of the surah when the sky is peeled off, when there is Jahannam, when there is Jannah. So you want to take a straight path to a place where you want to go. Where do you want to go? Jahannam or Jannah? So there is a path here. Which way, which path you want to take? And this path, one path leads you to Jahim ila Sukhara, and one path leads you to the Jannah ila Uzlifa. To the Jannah which is close to the believers. Which path you want to go? One path is defined by the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. One path is defined by the revelation of the shaitan. Many people will tell you, I'm not following the shaitan. Because he doesn't know the shaitan. I don't know the shaitan. I haven't seen him. But are you following the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal? Are you basing all your acts, all your rules, all your regulations, all your behavior, all your concepts, all your ideas, all your thoughts, all your life, basing it upon the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal? Are you or not? If he starts hesitating, yes, but if and oh, come on, it's shaitan. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ It's either this path or the قَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Which way you want to go? Tell me. That's tell the people, the world. Which way you want to go? Don't give me all of these type of scenarios. Oh, democracy is nice. The civil code is nice. The civil state is okay. Let's do modern state as Morsi is saying. It's modern, civil, democratic state. What is this? Show me in this dhikr al-alamin, in this Allah Azza wa Jal, in this revelation that came from the al-arsh, from Allah, through Jibreel, through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show me where the civil code is. But I can show you that the civil code and the civil state in the book of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the social contract. I can now download the PDF of the social contract of Jean-Jacques Rousseau and show it to you. It's right there. But you cannot show it to me in the Quran. So it's not in the revelation. It is in the Qawl Shaytan al-Rajim. Whether you like it or not, some people say, oh brother, you are very critical. I'm not critical. I am following the Quran. If you call the Quran critical, then be it. But this is what the Quran is saying. The Quran is saying this is the revelation. And it's not, it did not wait until all the Quran was revealed. See, this whole Quran is big. But this was only surah number seven. Count all the ayat that were revealed until now, there are barely 200 ayat. From all of these revelations, not much. It's telling you, it's which way you want to go. Yeah, it's a matter of choice. That's okay, give us a choice. Okay, Allah is giving you the choice. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ You want to be on the straight path, choose the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, you choose the other way around. But when you choose, when you have this so-called freedom of choice, you choose, you are choosing the path of the shaitan. You better know that. Yeah, yes, you have the choice. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the end of the ayah. Even when you make a choice, Allah Azza wa Jal allowed you to make that choice. That's the ayah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ. You will never make a choice. You could never have. And that's very interesting ayah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You would never had the ability to make a choice until and unless Allah Azza wa Jal made you able to make a choice. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ. You will never make, تَشَاء means you make a choice. You cannot make a choice. It says, إِلَّا except أَنْ يَشَاءَ until Allah Azza wa Jal had made that choice. So Allah made the choice, so you can make a choice. Don't brag about making a choice. Doesn't, oh, I want to make a choice. Okay, Allah made you able to make a choice. Allah could have made you like a donkey who cannot make a choice. He could have made you like the sun. He could have made you like the sea. He talked about all of these. You could have been like the star. You could have been like a mountain. You could have been like the animal. You could have been like any of these without choice. But Allah is the one who made you have a choice. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Rabb of the world, He allowed you to have a choice, but He wants you to make a choice on the path, the right path. Then, the fact that Allah made you or allowed you to make a choice, and then He asked you the question, which way you want to go, and He asked you to go with the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, for those who want to be on the straight path, then when you make the wrong choice, then you are making the choice of the shaitan. Yes, it's true, it's about making a choice, but it's about making the right choice, making the choice of the right path. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا إِيَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مُنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. Those who want to be, to make a choice to be on the right path. فَأَيْنَ تَذَهَبُونَ. Which way you want to go? Go to the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when the people start talking to us about the freedom of choice, okay, who gave you that ability for the freedom of choice? Isn't it true that you could have been created like a dog? You could, because there are dogs in the world, there are donkeys in the world, there are horses, there are animals, there are mountains, there are all types of creations, and they don't have choice. Allah did not give them the right to have a choice. So you could have been just like them. Now, the fact that you can make a choice, you have to appreciate the fact that it's Allah Azza wa Jal who made you able to take a choice. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But once you are able to make a choice, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you two different paths. Very well-defined paths. One of them has a straight path from Allah Azza wa Jal, the Al-Arsh, Jibreel, Al-Muta'a, Al-Amin, the Al-Quwa, Makin, which is the chain of Jibreel, Allah Jibreel alayhi salam, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a prophet, who is a messenger, who is Amin, who is Amin, who is Sadiq, who is not insane, who is absolutely conscious about what he is doing. There's a path, and there is a path of the shaitan and all those followers of the shaitan. Now take a choice. Tell me which choice you want to do. So yes, it's true, there is a choice. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed. But then this choice, Allah Azza wa Jal wants to follow the revelation, the chain of revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal, the chain of the wahy. See, the chain of the wahy is the essence of Islam. That is Islam. Anything outside the wahy is not Islam. Anything outside the wahy is the path of the shaitan. And that's, we cannot be hesitant about that. Just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. When it comes to Islam, to the wahy, I don't hold back. That's the wahy. We cannot hold back on this. We cannot be hesitant on that. We cannot be shy about it. We cannot be embarrassed about it. We cannot be apologetic about it. We cannot be soft about it. We can be soft about conveying how we say it, but we cannot be softed so that we make it a little bit tender. We change its structure. We cannot do that. This is ghaib from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the end of the surah. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know we are past 9 o'clock, but anyway, we can entertain a few questions or comments if anybody still has the energy for it. Anybody has? No? Coffee?
Nobody
had the energy. I know. I drained all the energy. Okay. JazakAllahu khair. Stop right there. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.